Former Canton firefighter has been sentenced to 3 years probation. 22-year-old Mason Molina of Barberton was sentenced Wednesday in Summit County Common Pleas Court. He pleaded guilty in November to pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor or impaired person. Prosecutors had sought prison time. Molina was indicted in April. He downloaded multiple videos of child pornography March 11th. He resigned from the fire department in June. He must register as a sex offender every 180 days for 25 years. Former treasurer of a nonprofit group that supports the North Canton Hoover High School boys basketball team has been sentenced to 3 years probation. 57-year-old Billy Joe Boyajian of North Canton was sentenced by Common Pleas Judge Krista Hartnett Wednesday. Boyajian pleaded guilty to one count each of grand theft, forgery, and misuse of credit cards. According to a secret indictment in October, she took money from the Hoover Hoops Booster Club and deposited it for personal use between January 2019 and April 2024. She's paid $35,000 in restitution. The SARDA board voted Wednesday on steps being taken to overcome a projected $4 million budget deficit this year. CEO Kirk Conrad outlined changes to ProLine service, which he called unsustainable in its current form. After February 10th, the service will operate 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday through Friday, and rides will not be guaranteed. Once rides are booked, another rider will not be able to book the same route and time. The board signed off on earlier resolutions to deal with the effects of lower tax revenues, federal funding, proceeds from fares, and an increase in SARDA's local share of capital projects. The Starr County Sheriff's Office warning about a scam in the area. The office says scammers claim to be Sheriff Eric Weisburn or other employees. They claim the call recipient must pay a fee to resolve an outstanding warrant. Weisburn says the office does not call to request funds, vouchers, or payments for services. Anyone who receives a call or a scam attempt should report the activity to the sheriff's office or their local police. Residents are reminded to never provide any banking, credit card, or personal ID information over the phone. The Sebring Board of Education is reorganized for the new year. The board elected Melinda Vecchio as president and Joanne Jones vice president Monday. Regular meetings will be held the third Monday of each month at 6 o'clock in the high school auditorium. Superintendent Tony Viscount said she's looking into the purchase of two generators for the district's servers. That follows a November power outage, which took down the Wi-Fi and phones. An estimate is not yet available. Sebring man who admitted to having child pornography will spend 6 years in prison. 63-year-old Scott Sargent was sentenced Thursday by Mahoning County Judge Anthony D'Onofrio. Sargent pleaded guilty in October to 10 counts of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor. 15 counts were dismissed. A grand jury indicted Sargent in May following an investigation launched in December 2023 by the Ohio Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. The image of a young girl was found on his computer. Prosecutors say a search turned up 1,500 images of child porn. Woman is dead following a Wednesday afternoon crash in Tuscarawas County. The Highway Patrol says 57-year-old Deborah Davis of Dundee was driving westbound from a private driveway on Route 93 in Franklin Township when her vehicle went off the right side of the road and hit a guardrail. She was taken to Mercy Hospital where she died of her injuries. Patrol says Davis was wearing a seatbelt. Alcohol is not suspected as a factor. An electrical issue getting the blame for a fire at a Belden brick plant in Sugar Creek around 7 a.m. Thursday. Firefighters from nine departments responded to plant number two on Dover Road Northwest. A screener used to separate coarse and fine material was in flames. Crews put out the blaze and cleared smoke from the facility. Equipment sustained between $250,000 and $500,000 in damage. There was no damage to the building. No one was hurt. A driver was seriously injured in a crash on I-80 early Thursday. The Highway Patrol says a semi-truck headed west at a reduced speed was rear-ended by another semi near Hubbard just after midnight. The driver of the second truck, 30-year-old Anmal Grover of Greenwood, Indiana, was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center with life-threatening injuries. The other driver was not hurt. Man is indicted on drug counts connected to a police search of a Youngstown home. 24-year-old Rayshawn Hall was charged by a federal grand jury with possession with intent to deliver controlled substances, including fentanyl and cocaine. Investigators found drugs and $56,000 in cash last October in a home and car on Park Hill Drive. Some of the cash reportedly matched the serial numbers of bills used in controlled purchases by undercover agents. Hall's 42-year-old father, Alfred, was found shot to death in the home just over a month later. 43-year-old woman was wounded. No arrests have been made in the shooting.